A North Miami Beach city commissioner who was removed from office in January can return to the dais, as a court ruled yesterday. Commissioner France Pierre was removed for health-related absenteeism. The court ruling allows Pierre to come back to his seat and vote, while a lawsuit challenging his removal from office is still pending. And the race for Florida's open U.S. Senate seat is heating up. A super PAC that was once aligned with Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott is launching a new television ad that goes after Democrat U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. The new Republican super PAC is spending $2.4 million to air an ad that contends Nelson has not accomplished anything during his lengthy time in office. Summer means heat in South Florida. And with climate change, we're likely to see more dangerously hot days. The region alone can't stop global warming, but efforts are underway to make communities more resilient. WLRN's Kate Stein explains.
From the sidewalk by Losner Park in unincorporated Miami-Dade, it looks like a bunch of people in blue Bacardi t-shirts planting trees and milkweed. It'll look nice, and it's an investment in public health. More trees means more shade.
Leading scientist David Nowak always says, if you have one tree to plant, plant it in a city, because it has this impact that goes beyond planting a tree anywhere else.
Ian Leahy is with American Forests. With some corporations, it's a partner to plant 1 million trees in Miami-Dade by the year 2020. Many South Florida communities are planting trees to shade sidewalks and bus stops, and in neighborhoods where people might not be able to afford much air conditioning. Jane Gilbert is the resilience officer for the city of Miami. She says studies of Miami have shown its areas with fewer trees, which are mostly low income, can be 2 or 3 degrees hotter than other places.
High heat can cause severe health impacts and even death. And we saw that with Irma and neighboring cities up north. So it's really critical that we reduce the what we call heat island effect in our most urban areas.
In Miami-Dade, Tree Week continues through Friday. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.